Magnetic confinement for fusion. The second method scientists could potentially use to energize a Death Star is called magnetic confinement, a process in which a hot plasma of hydrogen gas is contained within a magnetic field. In fact, this method could actually provide the prototype for the first commercial fusion reactors. Currently, the most advanced fusion project of this type is the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, ITER. In 2006, a coalition of nations, including the European Union, the United States, China, Japan, Korea, Russia, and India, decided to build the ITER in Cadarache in southern France. It is designed to heat hydrogen gas to 100 million degrees centigrade. It could become the first fusion reactor in history to generate more energy than it consumes. It is designed to generate 500 megawatts of power for 500 seconds. The current record is 16 megawatts of power for 1 second. The ITER should generate its first plasma by 2016 and be fully operational in 2022. At a cost of $12 billion, it is the third most expensive scientific project in history, after the Manhattan Project and the International Space Station. The ITER looks like a large donut, with hydrogen gas circulating inside and huge coils of wire winding around the surface. The coils are cooled down until they become superconducting, and then a huge amount of electrical energy is pumped into them, creating a magnetic field that confines the plasma inside the donut. When an electrical current is fed inside the donut, the gas is heated to stellar temperatures. The reason scientists are so excited by the ITER is the prospect of creating a cheap energy source. The fuel supply for fusion reactors is ordinary seawater, which is rich in hydrogen. At least on paper, fusion may provide us with an inexhaustible cheap supply of energy. So why don't we have fusion reactors now? Why has it taken so many decades to make progress after the fusion process was mapped out in the 1950s? The problem has been the fiendish difficulty of compressing the hydrogen fuel in a uniform manner. In stars, gravity compresses hydrogen gas into a perfect sphere so that the gas is heated evenly and cleanly. In NIF's laser fusion, the concentric beams of laser light incinerating the surface of the pellet must be perfectly uniform, and it is exceedingly difficult to achieve this uniformity. In magnetic confinement machines, magnetic fields have both north poles and south poles. As a result, compressing gas evenly into a sphere is extremely difficult. The best we can do is to create a donut-shaped magnetic field, but compressing the gas is like squeezing a balloon. Every time you squeeze the balloon at one end, air bulges out somewhere else. Squeezing the balloon evenly in all directions simultaneously is a difficult challenge. Hot gas usually leaks out of the magnetic bottle, eventually touching the walls of the reactor and shutting down the fusion process. That is why it has been so hard to squeeze the hydrogen gas for more than about 1 second. Unlike the current generation of fission nuclear power plants, a fusion reactor will not create large amounts of nuclear waste. Each traditional fission plant produces 30 tons of extremely high-level nuclear waste per year. By contrast, the nuclear waste created by a fusion machine would be mainly the radioactive steel left over when the reactor is finally decommissioned. Fusion will not completely solve the Earth's energy crisis any time in the near future, Pierre-Gilles Degen, French Nobel laureate in physics, has said. We say that we will put the sun into a box. The idea is pretty. The problem is, we don't know how to make the box. But if all goes well, researchers are hopeful that within 40 years, the ITER may pave the way for commercialization of fusion energy, energy that can provide electricity for our homes. One day, fusion reactors may alleviate our energy problem, safely releasing the power of the sun on Earth. But even magnetic confinement fusion reactors would not provide enough energy to energize a Death Star weapon. For that, we would need an entirely new design.